Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents Good Things Come, written by Dave Carley and directed by George Czar.
It's a tough break to be a kid and have fun on war rations. But when my mom saves enough 1941 coupons, she buys me Snyder's chocolate hand grenades. They explode in chocolatey goodness inside my tummy, just like the real grenades my daddy throws into the battlefield. Snyder's chocolate hand grenades. Yum.
Betty Gao put the baby to bed exactly at 9. The hall clock was chiming as she pinned the blankets tightly around the child, so he couldn't thrash while he slept. Betty turned out the lights and left the room. She went to the kitchen, where she had a relaxing Ovaltine. It's not easy minding a baby, especially a really famous one. It was a nasty winter's night, March 1st, 1932, to be precise. 9 years ago. The events of that night are etched in my mind. Forever. Baby's daddy was in the library, right beneath the infant's room. He was writing letters to important people and signing autographed photos for the less important. Baby's mother was having a bath, working out the tensions of being married to someone so famous. Back upstairs in the nursery, the window was open a good foot. Just like my own daddy, Charles Lindbergh believed in the virtues of fresh air. Oh, so cold. You have to snuggle down. But then, bang! A ladder hits the windowsill. Downstairs in his study, Mr. Lindbergh pauses mid-autograph and wonders about the sound. He decides it's a slat falling off an orange crate in the kitchen. Seriously, a slat off an orange crate? He goes back to his work. Anne Morrow Lindbergh hears nothing over her splashing. Scrape! The ladder is finding a grip along the sill. Footsteps up.